Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 27. Olá a todos e bem-vindos ao Coffee Break Portuguese. Eu sou o Rafael.
Eu me chamo Eva. Tudo bem, Rafael?
Ah, hoje eu estou com sono porque acordei muito cedo.
Oh.
Acordei às 6 horas da manhã.
Oh, wow. Okay, we've only just started our lesson and there's already a lot of new language going on. Okay.
Sim, sim. Estou com sono. I'm sleepy.
You're sleepy, okay.
Estou com sono.
And por quê?
Porque acordei, I woke up, muito cedo. So that's very early.
Ah, so you woke up very early.
Mm-hmm. Muito cedo.
And then, did you tell us what time you woke up at?
Yeah, so I used the verb acordar to wake up. And I said, acordei às 6 horas da manhã.
Oh, did you wake up at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. And now the reason that you've given us this much information so early in the episode is because today we're talking about time, right?
Time. O tempo.
O tempo. Okay. Então, vamos lá?
Vamos lá.
So straight away, I want to ask you about the word o tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already done an episode about o tempo, but that was about the weather.
Mm-hmm. And here it means the time.
Okay, so the same word means both, but I'm guessing it's usually pretty obvious from the context which it refers to.
Exatamente.
Okay, so o tempo, time.
O tempo. Mm-hmm. So we start with a review from what we learned in the previous lesson.
Sounds good, when we were talking about work.
Yes, and do you remember the word for work?
It was o trabalho.
O trabalho. And the verb, to work.
That was a regular AR verb, which was trabalhar.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to ask someone what their profession is, what would you ask?
So the word for the profession is a profissão.
Mm-hmm.
So I could ask, qual é a tua profissão?
Mm-hmm.
If you're addressing someone as tu, or if you're addressing them as você, qual é a sua profissão?
Exato. Qual é a tua profissão? Qual é a sua profissão? If you're asking me, I would say, sou professor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to say that, and you're a teacher?
I would say, sou professora.
Sou professora.
So, professor in the masculine form, professora in the feminine form.
Muito bem. Então, vamos começar com o assunto de hoje. Let's begin with today's topic.
Okay.
So, talking about time and using it in the context of opening hours of places and start and end times of events.
Okay, because we have talked a little bit about time when we were talking about public transport and we learned how to maybe say what time a train leaves or arrives at.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't talked about it in too much detail. So I'm sure we'll learn some new things today.
So we've already learned the word for time, o tempo. And the word for hour, the hour, is hora. A hora.
A hora.
A hora. Mm-hmm. And the word for hours in the plural, as horas.
As horas.
Perfeito. As horas. So, when you say it, there's like a Z sound in the middle there. As horas.
As horas.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. So, how would we ask somebody, what time is it?
We're going to use the verb ser for the key question that we're going to learn today.
Mm-hmm.
So, to ask what time is it, we're going to ask que horas são. Que horas são?
Que horas são?
Mm-hmm. Que horas são? Que horas são?
Now, just to check here, are you using horas in the plural
mm-hmm.
form here? Que horas são? Because the verb's in the plural. So, what hours is it? Are they?
Yeah, what hours are.
Yeah.
So, set phrase here. Que horas são? What time is it?
Okay.
We're going to answer with the verb to be as well. But before we do that, I'll show you another question that you can ask. And this is more in the context of maybe interrupting someone on the street. So you ask them, do you have the time? So here we use the verb ter. So, tem as horas? Tem as horas?
Tem as horas?
Exato.
Okay, so we've got our two questions. Que horas são? And tem as horas?
Mm-hmm. So in this lesson, we'll focus on que horas são? What time is it?
Okay.
To say it's midday, we're going to use the verb ser. So é, and then the word for midday, meio-dia. É meio-dia.
É meio-dia.
The word for midnight, meia-noite. Meia-noite.
So for it's midnight, would that be é meia-noite?
É meia-noite. I'll ask you what time is it, and you tell me it's midday.
Okay.
Que horas são?
É meio-dia.
Okay. Simples. Simple. It's 1 o'clock, uma hora. So, é uma hora.
É uma hora.
Okay, so far, these are all singular cases. É meio-dia, é meia-noite, é meia-hora. So now we're going to need the plural form of ser, because it's more than one. No? 2 o'clock, for example. São duas horas.
Oh, and that's because we're counting the hours, and yeah, there's more than 1 hour. So, são duas horas.
And the same for 3 o'clock. São três horas.
São três horas.
Mm-hmm. So then, if you want to be more specific in terms of is it morning, afternoon, or night, we just add da manhã if it's morning. So, são 8 horas da manhã.
Okay, so that would be it's 8 in the morning.
São 8 horas da manhã.
Da manhã.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about if we wanted to say it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
São 2 horas da tarde.
São 2 horas da tarde.
Mm-hmm. And maybe 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
São 10 horas da noite.
São 10 horas da noite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's nice and straightforward if it's bang on the hour. What happens if we want to describe it being 5, 10, 15 minutes past an hour?
Okay, so we just add the minutes to the hour. Né? To add, we use e. So 1:05 would be 1:05.
Okay, so if it's 1:05, could I just say é 1:05?
É 1:05.
Before we were saying é uma hora, can we either use the hora or not?
Yes, it's up to you. So, é 1:05 or é 1:05.
Okay, great.
To say 1:15, é 1:15.
So just 1:15, é 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a word for like quarter? Would you ever say it's 1 1/4?
In Portugal, they tend to use that form. So they would say, é 1:15.
Ah, é 1:15.
1:25. You want to try that?
Yeah, I think you could manage this. É 1:25.
Muito bem. É 1:25. So now let's look at 1:30. So two ways we can say that. É 1:30. So that comes from é 1:30.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Or you can simply say é 1:30.
Okay, so it's 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
É 1:30. É 1:30.
Perfeito.
Okay, makes sense so far.
So far, the minutes are added to the hour. Né? 1:05 and etc. But generally, after the 1/2 hour, the minutes are counted to the hour.
Okay, this sounds like it might be similar in English, as in we can say it's 22:01, for example.
Yes. You don't always have to do it that way, but...
Okay.
Generally, people will, okay?
Okay.
So, 8:35, for example. São 25 para as 9.
Okay, so this time you're using para as nove.
Mm-hmm.
So for 9 or until it's 9.
So it's 25 to 9.
Yeah. And as you were saying there, could you also just simply say são oito e 35?
You could.
Okay, so we can say it's 8:35 or it's 25 to 9, as we can in English.
Then if it's 8:40, you'd say são 20 para as 9.
São 20 para as 9.
8:45, são 15 para as 9.
São 15 para as 9.
Or if you want to use quarto, né, a quarter, é 15 para as 9.
É 15 para as 9.
Mm-hmm. To say 8:55, 5 to 9, são 5 para as 9.
São 5 para as 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. So a little note here in spoken Portuguese, para as tends to become and sound like pras.
Ah.
Okay. So 8:40, for example, são 20 para as 9, is going to sound like são 20 para as 9.
Okay.
Okay. Quite fast like that. São 20 para as 9.
São 20 para as 9.
Exato.
Okay, good to know.
But this is spoken Portuguese only.
Mm-hmm.
Então, Eva, que horas são?
Agora, são 3:30 da tarde.
Okay.
So it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
In Portuguese, do you tend to use da manhã, da tarde, da noite a lot? Or do you tend to use the 24-hour clock more?
So in daily life, we use da manhã, da tarde, da noite.
Mm.
The 24 clock is widely used as well, but especially in the context of official or public services and events. For example, cinema, the bus or train. Just to make, you know, to ensure precision and avoid having to add da manhã, da tarde, da noite.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. So it's probably good to know both.
Yeah, so my watch, for example, is always on a 24-hour format.
Okay. Muito bem. Dubai.
Okay, so do you remember how to say, for example, that the flight leaves at 1 p.m.?
Ah, yeah, so going back to talking about public transport, the verb for to leave, I think, was partir.
Mm-hmm.
The flight was an interesting word. I think it was o voo.
O voo.
So, o voo parte às 13 horas.
O voo parte às 13 horas. Now, so here, we're talking about public transport, I suppose. So we need to be precise. 13 horas.
Hmm. And just to check, when we're talking about what things happening at a time,
mm-hmm.
that as, is that the one that's the combination of a, meaning at, and as, meaning the.
Yes.
So as with the accent on it?
Mm-hmm.
So, o voo parte às 13 horas.
Yes.
Okay.
So still with the 24-hour clock idea in mind, how would you say the film starts at 5 p.m.?
Okay, the film starts at 5 p.m. I'll leave a small gap for our listeners to think about this too. So the film is o filme,
mm-hmm.
And it starts, so we're using the verb começar.
Mm-hmm.
So o filme começa as at 17 hours, 17 horas.
O filme começa às 17 horas.
O filme começa às 17 horas. Okay.
So that's the verb começar, né?
Mm-hmm.
How about to finish, to end? Do you know that verb?
Oh, I don't think I do. What is it?
That's terminar.
Ah.
Terminar.
Terminar.
So if the film finishes at 7 p.m.
O filme termina às 19 horas.
O filme termina às 19 horas.
one day those numbers will become just instantaneous in my head, I hope. But for now, it takes a lot of brain power.
Muito bem.
So we've talked about flights leaving, films starting, films ending. Another couple of verbs that I'm assuming we can use a lot with time are open and close. What are those two verbs?
To open is abrir.
Ah, of course, we do know this. Abrir.
And to close is fechar.
Fechar.
Fechar. Okay, so let's use those verbs. Abrir, fechar, começar, terminar. In a question. At what time does something close or open, finishes or starts?
Huh?
So,
okay.
At what time? A que horas?
Ah, yeah, we know this phrase. A que horas?
Mm-hmm. Then, a que horas abre o banco, for example.
So, at what time does the bank open?
Mm-hmm. And if it's to close?
A que horas fecha o banco?
Perfect.
Okay, how about, could we ask, a que horas começa o filme?
A que horas começa o filme? What time does it start? And the verb to finish in this context?
So if we want to ask, at what time does the film end? We would say, a que horas termina o filme?
Okay, muito bem.
Então, Rafael, a que horas abre a padaria?
A padaria abre às 6 da manhã.
Ah, so the bakery opens very early.
Sim, muito cedo.
Muito cedo.
Uhum.
Ok.
E a que horas começa o trabalho, Eva?
O trabalho começa às 9 horas da manhã.
Às 9 horas.
Às 9 horas, of course. So, o trabalho começa às 9 horas da manhã.
Perfeito.
So, work starts at 9 in the morning.
I guess it's time for our break.
Yeah, sounds good.
After the break, we'll try a couple of dialogues and to put this language in practice.
Sounds great.
Até já.
Olá, it's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes. But I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Bem-vindos de volta.
Bem-vindos de volta. So now, Eva, let's practice a dialogue here. Eva, que horas são?
Agora é 12:00.
Ah, tá. Obrigado.
De nada.
Okay.
Okay, so you've asked me, what time is it? Que horas são? And it is midday in this conversation.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, ah, tá. So, ah, tá, an expression. It just means, ah, okay.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of like saying, tá bom.
Tá bom, yeah.
Which was like, está bom.
Exato.
So, ah, tá.
Ah, tá.
Ah, that's nice. I'm guessing it's that quite a colloquial thing to
say. Very colloquial. Good, good. Let's try another one. So, in this one, I wanted to pretend that you're stopping me on the street and you ask me, do you have the time?
Ah, yeah, okay. Por favor, tem as horas?
Claro, são 9 horas.
Obrigada.
De nada.
Okay, so that time we can use our other question. Do you have the time?
Mm-hmm.
Tem as horas.
Yes. And then, of course, you wouldn't say, ah, tá. Obrigada. Because you don't know me.
Né? Yeah.
On the street. So you want to be a little bit more formal.
Makes sense. And in that context, it was 9:00.
9:00.
São 9 horas.
Let's try another dialogue here.
Okay.
Asking about opening hours, for example.
Hmm.
A que horas abre o supermercado?
Abre às 7 da manhã.
E a que horas fecha?
Fecha às 10 da noite.
Ok.
Okay, so when we're talking about supermarket opening hours, for example, was that okay to use 10 at night mm-hmm. rather than 24-hour clock there?
Yes, because we're being very clear, it's 10 in the night.
Yeah.
Das der Noche.
Okay, so that was a supermarket that opens at 7 in the morning and closes at 10.
Okay, do you want to ask me about the film that we're going to watch?
Okay, so a que horas começa o filme?
O filme começa às 7:30.
E a que horas termina?
Termina às 9:45.
Okay, so that film started at 7:30?
It starts at 7:30.
Starts at 7:30.
But we have a problem. We don't know if it's in the morning or in the evening.
Ah.
I just said 7:30.
Okay, so I'd maybe then want to ask you, as 7:30 da manhã ou da tarde?
Da noite.
Does 7:30 count as noite already? Okay. But given the context, I don't think many people go to the cinema at 7:30 in the morning, so probably going to be da noite.
Muito bem. Então, é tudo por hoje. Já são 4:00 PM.
Ah, 4:00 PM? Que tarde.
Muito tarde.
Então, é tudo por hoje.
É tudo por hoje.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode all about learning how to say what the time is in Portuguese, say what time things open, close, start, finish, etc. But don't forget that this is only one part of the full online course of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our full online course contains video versions of the lessons to help you see all of these phrases and numbers written out on the screen in front of you. And it also includes bonus audio materials and written lesson notes. So you can go to coffeebreakportuguese.com to find out all about that.
And follow us on social media as well. It's Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and Coffee Break Portuguese on Facebook.
Muito bem.
Muito bem. Até a próxima.
Até. Tchau.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.